We're truly living in very difficult days, very abnormal days, unnatural days, when life has come to a halt and life has taken a different direction and a different turn. And I'm sure that's causing you and many of your loved ones and the people that you know all sorts of concern. We're living in days of uncertainty. We're not sure when we're going to come out of this lockdown. We're not sure how we're going to be able to provide for all our needs if we continue on the particular route that we're in. And there's all sorts of concerns and all sorts of fears. And there's all sorts of uncertainty. When's this all going to end? And where can we find help? And who is it to help, really? It seems that the government's floundering. It seems that the advisors and the experts really don't know how to handle this pandemic and this situation. And we fear for tomorrow. And we fear for the future. And we don't know where to put our trust. We don't know where to look. Let me tell you a little story about when Esther and I were both in Bible college. Contrary to people's thoughts and opinions, you didn't get paid to go to Bible college. No, whenever you went to the Faith Mission Bible College, you trusted in the Lord to provide for your needs. And that's exactly what God did all those years. And ever since, may I add, I remember one particular situation. We were going to have an outing with all the Bible College staff and all the families and all the students. And we were under the impression, not that anybody told us, but we were under the impression that we needed some money for some of the things that we're going to see and do and get involved in. So we didn't have any money in our wallet or less, and no money in our purse. So I was dispatched off to the Clydesdale ATM to see if there was any money in our account. And of course, upon going to our account, it read as zero. Well, it didn't say zero, it just said there are no funds available at this time. So I went back home and into the foyer of the college, and there happened to be two letters there, and I picked up the two letters, not thinking much about that, and went to her apartment in the Bible College complex itself. And Esther said, well, is there any money? I said, no, not a bean. I'm sure you understand that expression. And but we then went on to open these two envelopes. And to our wonderful amazement, here's how one of the letters read, because in both of those letters, one from Canada and one from Moira, was two sums of money. And the person from Moira wrote these words: in my quiet time this morning, I felt God impress upon my heart that you and Esther and your family had a need. And so I'm putting this little token of my love and the Lord's love for you and sending it off to you. And there was £40 in the envelope. Way back then, almost 30 years ago, that was a good amount of money. And I can remember reflecting on that. It wasn't so much the money, but it was the timing. 3 days before we had the need, God had put upon this lady's heart that we had that need, and it arrived just on time. And the other letter was from someone in Canada, as far away as Canada. Now, it must have taken at least 7 more days longer to arrive with us, and they had said the exact same. I want to tell you that God really does care for us. And when you put your faith and trust and you step out in faith believing him, God will provide our need, not our greeds. Sometimes we have what we say our needs and not really needs or greeds. And this reminds me of an account in Genesis chapter 22. Abraham has been challenged by God to take his son Isaac up to the Mount Moriah for a sacrifice. And on the way there, the son Isaac said to Abraham, his father, "Father, where is the sacrifice?" And Abraham said, "The Lord himself shall provide a sacrifice." And he goes on to say this, and these are the words that I want to read to you as I seek to bring you encouragement today. In Genesis chapter 22, I want you to hear these words. These are fantastic words for people whose hearts are failing, for people who are uncertain about the future. Abraham named the place Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Jireh, which means the Lord will provide. To this day, people still use that name as a proverb. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. On the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. In fact, the Hebrew goes on to say, explain if you want to dissect those words, on the mountain of the Lord who sees before, who sees the need before, shall provide for that need. I think that's fantastic. Because on the mountain of the Lord, it means Calvary. Now, Calvary geographically and geologically wasn't as imposing as Mount Everest, geographically or geologically. But in the realms of the spiritual, how wonderfully imposing it is. It dwarfs all our fears. It dwarfs all our concerns. And it definitely dwarfs all our needs. I love the way Peter put it like this. In 1 Peter chapter 1, we read these words. Again, speaking about the Lord who saw the need before. For you know that God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom that he paid was not mere silver and gold. It was the precious blood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. God chose him, and these are the words, God chose him as your ransom long before the world began, but he has now revealed it to you in these last days. God chose him, and he presented himself long before the world began. You know, there was another mountain that was imposing. It was the mountain of sin. Our sin. We were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We were born with that spiritual vacuum, separated from God. We were born estranged from God and strangers. And we were born totally depraved, without any hope or with any light. And God, who saw that need of that vast separation that existed between us, God provided our needs way before you and I existed. And Jesus Christ was that Lamb slain from before the foundation of the world. And I don't know what way we will come out of this pandemic lockdown. I don't know what the world's going to look like. But I know this, that you and I can come out of this with greater hope, greater joy, because the God who sees before has provided the need. Now, can I say to you, if you're not saved, God has provided the means of forgiveness for your sins. On Mount Calvary, that imposing mountain, spiritually speaking, he has paid your debt. He has written off your debt. He has cleared the decks, as it were, that you might have forgiveness, that you might have peace. And even if we don't come out of this pandemic very well, economically or even socially, we can come out of this pandemic and we can go through life with that joy of knowing that God has provided for my needs, and right through into eternity, where I have to say heaven has become much more appealing to me, and I'm sure it has to you, as we go through our social isolation and distancing. But you know, on Calvary, when Christ died in your place and in your stead, he provided for much more. Yes, salvation is so wonderful. Salvation's only the doorway into all that he has for us, because we enjoy the riches of glory by Christ Jesus. And there may be those, and God's people I'm speaking to as well now. You see, there may be those who have fear. You're worried. You're worried. He says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. How much did he care for you? Well, the God who saw before provided the means of salvation, so you'd enter into this life, that you might enjoy his presence. And if he did that, that he'll come and you cast your care upon him. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how you are. And he will give you the sense of his peace and his presence. There may be those and you're confused. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the truth is, he said that he would go to Calvary. He said that he would die. And he said that he would rise again from the dead. And the truth is that he's coming back again. That's clarity. There's no vagueness about those statements. He says what he does, and he does what he says. He's the way, he's the truth. And maybe you're confused. Don't be confused anymore. God allows these things to get us to start thinking Godward. I must say, has the world not begun to realize that we're not as immortal as we thought? We're beginning to become aware of our mortality. We were living as if there was no end in sight. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. Maybe there are those who are feeling lonely. You've been isolated from your families and your loved ones. Phone doesn't do it for you. Zoom calls don't do it for you. Well, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. What a wonderful Saviour we have. And he knows exactly what you need. In fact, he sees it way in advance. And we can say those words with Abraham. And we can say it with all the many who have trusted him down through the ages. In Genesis chapter 22 again. And the verse 14. Abraham named the place Jehovah Jireh, or Jehovah Jireh. And the interpretation is, the Lord who sees before provides the need. And the little footnote, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. Oh, I want to tell you, Calvary is much more. It's about much more than just the clearing of your sins, and that is so vitally important. Calvary is about Christ dying in my place, that he may die my death, that I may live his life. Whoa, what a wonderful Saviour. I encourage you, look to him, listen to him, lean on him, learn from him, and your life will get motivation, will have purpose, and will have certainty and security. Let me pray for you. Father, I want to thank you that you are the great God who sees the need before. You're the all-knowing, all-seeing, sovereign God. And I pray, dear God, that you'll bless these words to those who listen. Cause them, dear Father, to enter into the life of joy and forgiveness that is in Christ. And cause them to know your peace, which passeth all understanding. I ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake alone. Amen. God bless you. I trust that you will take these words to heart, and that God will make a difference in your life today as you trust him.